Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Word Podcast. So tell me something. How do you respond when you're going through difficult times, when you're going through challenging times, when things happen that are outside your control? How do you respond? How do you respond when you know that you could do something, and it's not necessarily evil in and of itself, that particular something, whatever it may be, but that it may not be exactly what you're supposed to do? And think, okay, what is he talking about, right? Well, I'm going to continue on here in the book of Philippians in the first chapter. And we saw what happened with Paul when he came into Philippi. Remember how he was imprisoned and he was thrown in this horrible prison. And then they were singing praises at midnight and an earthquake came and the jailer was going to take his life. And Paul cried out, "No, we're all still here." And the jailer and his entire household were saved. Well, remember the whole issue of Paul being in there. They wanted to then set him free, the magistrates did, under the cloak of darkness, basically, get him out of here, get him out of here. But he said, "No, I'm not going to do that because I don't want the cause of Christ to be besmirched, to be associated with the one that had been demon-possessed, associated with the magistrates, that the magistrates had taken care of this false religion and all that kind of stuff." No, he didn't want any of that. So the bottom line was this. He was willing to suffer. Okay? He was willing to suffer for the cause of the gospel, when all he could have said was, "Hey, I'm a Roman citizen." The second he would have said that, he would not have been beaten. He would have been handled in an entirely different fashion, an entirely different way. But he didn't do that, he nor Silas. And the reason they didn't do it is because they know that there is a greater call. And if God is allowing this to happen, and this happened to me because of the cause of Christ, because of the proclamation of the gospel, because of the living forth of faith of the gospel, if that is the reason, then there, here we go, God. You told us these things would happen. So watch what happens here in Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Paul says this, "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel." Well, what circumstances is he talking about? Well, let's finish the rest of the sentence, right? Because he'll tell us. These three verses are all one sentence. So, that his circumstances had turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear." Boy, there's a lot being said right there, and there's a lot being exhorted and a lot being presented to the people in the terms of encouragement and exhortation. And we learn some things. Paul is in prison when he writes this letter to them. Likely he's in Rome. I believe that's correct. The Praetorian Guard kind of thing, right? So he is in prison. But he's saying this, that his imprisonment has really come along for the greater progress of the gospel. And that's one of the most amazing things you see in Paul's life and in the way that God does things. Paul has a calling to take the gospel to the Gentiles. He also took it to the Jews. The Jews were his people, and they were on his heart. But God told him his primary focus would be upon the Gentiles. And he was to go, and he did. But he spent a huge portion of his life in prison. Well, how do you go when you're in prison, right? How do you go like that? It doesn't make sense. And yet we see that even at this time, Paul is becoming totally aware of what God's doing. He's saying, you know what? These circumstances are really for the greater progress of the gospel. It's not whether Paul could be in this city, that city, and all this kind of stuff. He wanted to do certain things. He wanted to go to Rome. He wound up in Rome. It just wasn't in the way he thought he would. He wanted to go to Spain. We think he actually did go to Spain. The scripture doesn't tell us about that point blank, but there's little hints all the way through that he actually was able to go. But that was his desire. He wanted to go to the furthest reaches that he knew of the world. And he's, but that didn't matter either. What mattered was the progress of the gospel. So he's saying this, that because of this, because of his imprisonment, Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else. Now, is Paul just exercising some ministerial hyperbole right there? You know, that kind of stuff just irritates me to death. How many of y'all have in church today? Oh, we probably had 225 when the real number was probably 127, you know? Sometimes we get caught up in that kind of thing, you know? But no, what he's saying is that the gospel has gone out. Now, he states the whole Praetorian Guard, and there's probably no doubt about that, because these guards would have been on a rotating basis with him and would have been in the jail cell with him, been in the house, whatever he was in, with him. They would have been spending time with him. You think he didn't speak forth the truth the second a new guard came in and that he continued speaking forth the truth? Well, sure he did. And we, no doubt. So the Praetorian Guard knew that Christ had become well known. What does that mean? Let me read this again. So that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known through the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else. So if nothing else, the whole Praetorian Guard and the populace as a whole knew that Paul was imprisoned for the sake of Christ. They knew that he was in prison because he's proclaiming the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. So they knew the why. If they knew the why, then they would have known something about the gospel itself. They would have heard in some form or fashion. And he's rejoicing in that. And he's saying, you know, this is the greater progress of the gospel. Because I've got thrown in right here other people who would never have heard the reason why I'm in here are actually hearing the gospel message. But listen to this, verse 14. And that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. So he's saying this, those who are the Praetorian Guard and everybody else who are not believers, have not heard the word, are hearing the word because of my imprisonment. If nothing else, just the rumors about that guy in there, what he's saying, right? But then in verse 14, he says, the brethren, the believers, are trusting in the Lord because of his imprisonment. Well, what does that mean? I thought they were brethren already. It's not trusting in the salvation. They're trusting and learning how to live life in circumstances. So they're trusting in the Lord because Paul is modeling in his imprisonment what we are to do. The last phrase clarifies that. Having far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. It is a sad statement of truth that too often true believers are fearful to speak forth the word of God. It's for a couple of reasons. First of all, they don't know the word of God, the written word of God. I mean, I see that particularly in ministerial circles. I know of pastors right now that, I mean, they look like a cat in a room full of rocking chairs when they're around people who know the word of God because they don't know the word of God. And so what do they need to do? They just simply need to get in the word, man. The Lord will open it up to you, okay? Don't fear that. But what's being said here, he's saying that they have courage because they see that Paul is in prison and that he continues on proclaiming the gospel, that he continues on in faith, that he fears not. And because of that, it brings forth courage within the brethren, courage to speak the word of God, courage to speak forth and to live forth without fear. So what's the worst they can do to you? Throw you in prison? Okay, perhaps that. Kill you? Perhaps that. So what? We have a greater reward, folks, a greater reward. And Paul knew that. So he just wanted to exhort these folks. Let me go back and read all this where you can sort of get the whole idea of it now. Now, I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. So folks, fear not when these type of circumstances come. There is no telling what greater good God has for us. Again, I'm Dale, and I'll see you again next time.